Since the outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, gained worldwide attention 6 weeks ago, medical researchers have firmly believed that the virus was spread through the air. A healthy person would inhale airborne droplets from someone else infected with SARS and then become sick. But studies released today reveal that the SARS virus may live outside a person's body for several days. That means the disease could be spread by touching a dirty tabletop or doorknob. NPR's Eric Nehler reports.
Until now, the fight against SARS has focused on keeping infected people away from uninfected people. Health officials have told SARS patients and health workers to wear masks. They also keep SARS patients and people suspected of being exposed to SARS in quarantine until they recover. But scientists with the World Health Organization now say the SARS virus may also be spread by just touching a common surface, such as a plastic tabletop. Klaus Stohr, the WHO's top SARS scientist, explained how one of the new experiments was conducted.
What the scientists have done, they dropped liquid from a bottle in which virus were grown. They dropped this on a plastic surface and then tested after 24 hours if there was still virus present.
The study, performed by German researchers, found that the virus stayed alive on the plastic between 24 and 48 hours. That means that a person could pick up the disease if they touch the surface and then touch their nose or mouth. Stohr says that a more disturbing finding is that SARS virus can live 4 days in fecal matter. That could spell trouble in unclean environments such as hospitals or private homes.
This is something which has to be taken into account in hospitals because the infectious disease control to consider that this virus can be not only excreted in a larger amount in feces, but can also stay alive for a relatively long period of time.
In Hong Kong, health officials believe that more than 300 people living in an apartment building became infected with the SARS virus. Authorities emptied the building and forced them into quarantine. They believe it may have come from a crack in a sewage pipe. Stohr says the new studies confirm that theory. A second study, also released today, had some good news. It showed that disinfectants, commonly used in hospitals, kill the SARS virus quickly.
It's equally important that they wash their hands, that they disinfect their hands with mild disinfectant. That would suffice, certainly, to kill the virus, and that the bathrooms are being kept clean and disinfected. That will help a lot.
A third study conducted by Japanese scientists indicates that SARS may survive colder temperatures and may persist during the wintertime. Despite all of this new information, Stohr said that scientists still have many questions about the disease.
We also don't know what the infectious dose is or how much virus does one have to take on board to fall ill.
Medical researchers don't know whether the virus is spread by other bodily fluids, and they say they don't have a foolproof test for the disease. Or know the best time to test patients who have flu-like symptoms.
We know a lot about the disease now, but the list of what we don't know is still longer.
These questions will keep health officials working overtime. More studies are being released on Monday by the WHO. They will reveal how long the SARS virus can survive on metal, wood, and human skin. A meeting later this week will examine whether SARS could be spread by food. In the meantime, WHO officials have sent a team of health experts to Taiwan, where the number of SARS cases has tripled in the past 10 days. Eric Nehler, NPR News, Washington.